a terminal cancer patient who says he grew marijuana to treat his tumors, was found guilty of drug charges on Wednesday by an Iowa jury in Scott County District Court. 48-year-old Benton McKenzie of Long Grove was convicted of marijuana manufacturing and conspiracy, along with his wife, Loretta. Their son, Cody, 22 years old, was found guilty of a misdemeanor possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. Brian Wellner, crime reporter for the Quad City Times, has been covering this story since the Benton's arrest last summer. Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Hi, Ben.
I can hear you now. You're on the line.
This case
has received national attention. Tell us more about the circumstances surrounding it.
Well, it began, as you said, last summer with his arrest. Scott County Sheriff's deputies raided his home in Long Grove, Iowa, and seized dozens of marijuana plants in various stages of growth, equipment used to grow the marijuana, as well as they found some paraphernalia, charged Benton and his wife and son with a handful of drug charges, charged him and his wife with conspiracy, with possession with intent to deliver, a charge that's since been dismissed, but then manufacturing marijuana, which was the charge that he ultimately was convicted on Wednesday.
The jury returned a guilty verdict. Any idea of whether this was a difficult verdict for the jury to reach?
You know, it's hard to say, and they declined comment outside the courthouse when I tried to reach them. It's hard to say. They were presented limited facts. Both prosecutors and the defense agree that, you know, they could, you know, that testimony was limited.
Limited in what way? Because this is interesting, because his prime defense was viewed as not something the jury was to hear.
That's right. Essentially, because Iowa laws are what they are, the judge essentially ruled that Benton was not allowed to introduce into evidence or introduce at trial anything related to his condition, that he was growing the marijuana to treat his terminal cancer. The jury wasn't allowed to hear any of that. And so essentially Benton, the only thing he could testify to were questions from his defense attorney about the just about the drugs that were found, to which Benton did not deny they were his.
Mm-hmm. So while Iowa has a new medical cannabis law, it only applies to a certain epilepsy, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I understand this week Benton McKenzie was rushed out of the court. For what reason?
That's right. He, of course, his health, due to his terminal cancer, he suffers from angiosarcoma. It's a cancer of the blood vessels. It appears as tumors on the skin, and he's been essentially, his health has been ailing for months, if not even years. He was suffering a bout of anemia, and so he was rushed out of the hospital Monday in the midst of trial. Rushed out of the hospital because his levels in his blood, levels of hemoglobin and potassium were really low, and essentially spent a night in the hospital and was brought back to court the next morning.
Mm-hmm. So as far as the jury, I'm just trying to get the clear picture of the jury perspective because of the limited knowledge they had here. They're fully aware that has a cancer. It's apparent when you look at him, but they did not know that he was growing this marijuana ostensibly to make oil to treat it.
That's right. It's questionable as to even whether they knew exactly what was wrong with him. He wasn't even allowed to introduce anything about his cancer at trial. So the jury can see him, but not know what's wrong with him, and essentially, you know, base their verdict simply on testimony that was brought up.
What is the sentence he might face, he and his family?
Well, you know, Benton does have two prior felony drug convictions, and Scott County Attorney Mike Walton said that due to the habitual offender status that he that is being imposed on him, he could face up to 15 years in prison, three of which are mandatory for his crime. His wife has a prior. She's not sure if she faces time in prison. She could get probation, but probation is unlikely for Benton. He's certain to face prison time.
Mm-hmm. We heard anything about an appeal? They have a few days to do that, right?
That's right, and they want to, and he's almost certain he could be successful because he believes that in an appeal process, the facts of his condition and why he was growing the marijuana could come out.
Mm. This case has garnered a lot of national attention, at a time in our country when there's a great deal of change in thinking and in laws concerning marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
How does this case look to you against the larger national backdrop?
Well, it's interesting because states are in various stages of changing laws. I mean, there's the states that have passed comprehensive medical marijuana laws, and then there's states like Iowa that essentially pass very narrow, specific medical cannabis laws. And a case like this, I think it's gaining the attention because I think people can see it as a case that might even change some laws, influence laws, both in Iowa and outside. I think that's why people are really paying attention. You know, not only was he, you know, using medical cannabis to treat symptoms, he was using it to treat his cancer. And believing after a few years of just his own research, believing that he was actually successful in treating the cancer. I think it's one of those cases where it's perhaps
something that will be a catalyst for a change in public opinion. I mean, to send someone with terminal cancer away for up to 15 years in prison because he was trying to treat his own cancer might strike people as many people as a little bit extreme.
Right.
More than a little bit.
And I think it speaks to just sort of the general, just the war on drugs in our nation, where you know, a county can go after, you know, a marijuana grower at home with the same kind of fervor that they would go after maybe a meth maker or something to that effect, you know, essentially using the same resources, devoting the same resources. And there was never any evidence that any of the marijuana Benton McKenzie grew got into the streets.
Okay. We'll look for updates that from you. Brian Wellner has been covering this story. We heard this week a guilty verdict. A 48-year-old Benton McKenzie of Long Grove, convicted of marijuana manufacturing and conspiracy, faces a minimum of 3 years, you say, Brian, right?
That's right.
Okay. Brian Wellner of the Quad City Times, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.